Good morning. This is the Sacramento Brief, your weekday roundup of overnight headlines and what's ahead across the city. I'm Carol. It's December 22nd, 2025. Let's get you caught up. A suspect believed to be connected to a shooting Saturday was safely detained after a barricaded standoff in South Sacramento yesterday. The incident happened at a home in the 8300 block of Field Poppy Circle, where SWAT, K-9, crisis negotiators, and drone teams responded. The suspect was finally detained and transported to the Sacramento County Main Jail, where he's booked on related charges and being held on $1 million bail. While that standoff ended peacefully, sheriff's deputies were also busy tackling a different type of crime across the county. The retail theft enforcement update: over the past 3 days, Sacramento County Sheriff officers and its organized retail crime task force made 48 arrests, including 17 on day three at major shopping centers. Deputies say the goal is to reduce repeat retail theft that drives up prices and impacts everyday shoppers. Some of the cases now qualify as felonies under Prop 36, meaning that repeat offenders face tougher consequences. Enforcement continues through the holiday season. In another incident, investigators are asking for help in a deadly hit-and-run investigation as a 25-year-old woman was killed in a hit-and-run while crossing Bruceville Road just south of Delosi Drive Saturday night. Investigators say she was struck by a southbound vehicle near the middle of the roadway just after 8 p.m. She died at the scene. The suspect's vehicle is described as a dark-colored SUV, and the driver fled. Authorities say investigation is ongoing and urge anyone with information to contact law enforcement. In City Watch, Sacramento County has extended its weather respite through 10 a.m. Monday, January 5th, as cold, damp conditions continue. In partnership with First Step Communities, respite sites are open at the Warren E. Thornton Youth Center, 4000 Branch Center Road, at the Outreach and Engagement Center, 3615 Auburn Boulevard, and the North 5th Street Navigation Center, which is at 700 North 5th Street. Be sure, though, to call 211 before you head over there to check on availability. Showers and a high near 58 is what we're looking at for weather. Southeast winds 6 to 8 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is at 90%. Let's see. So we're looking at a quarter to a half inch of rain possible today. In events, if you're looking for something to do tonight, explore local history and flavor on a historic Old Sacramento walking food tour, a guided stroll through the waterfront with tastings and gold rush stories. Also tonight, grab a partner at Tipsy Putt Doco for Monday Night Putters Spring League, creative mini golf, friendly competition, and prizes. And for a calmer reset, Prayer in Motion, Pilates and Praise meets tonight, 7 p.m. in Carmichael, blending movement, music, and reflection. That's all for today's Sacramento Brief. You'll find the links to today's events in the show notes. I'm Carol. Thank you for trusting me with your morning. Be safe, stay sharp, and I'll see you tomorrow.